Chapter 2. Roger Noel. John Law was ill because Alison cursed him, and his son wanted Roger Noel to question Alison. Roger Noel was a rich and important man in Lancashire, and he was the judge for all the villages near Pendle Hill. He lived at Reed Hall, 7 miles from Newchurch. On the 30th day of March, Mr. Noel's men came to Malkin Tower. Mr. Noel wanted to see Alison at once. We walked from Malkin Tower to Reed Hall. My sister Alison, my brother James, and our mother, Elizabeth Device. I followed them because I didn't want to stay at home with my grandmother. My grandmother was a difficult old woman, and I didn't like her. Reed Hall was an old house with a big garden and many old trees. Mr. Noel's servant opened the door for us.
"Come in," Mr. Noel said.
He was a tall man with a lot of white hair. His black coat looked warm and expensive. Alison followed Mr. Noel into a room with a big fire. When I saw the fire, I wanted to go in too.
"Are you cold, little one?" Mr. Noel asked me.
"Come in and sit near the fire."
I went across the room and sat down on the floor next to the wonderful hot fire. Mr. Noel sat behind a big table. Two or three men in black coats stood near the window. Alison stood in front of Mr. Noel. Her long hair was dirty, and her old dress looked dirtier.
2 weeks ago, on the 18th day of March, you met John Law near Colne," Roger Noel said. His voice was slow and careful.
"Tell me about it." "I asked for money," Alison said. "The peddler was very angry, and I didn't like him. I was angry too, and I wanted him to die."
"Tell me about your dog."
"The dog is my friend," Alison said slowly. "I wanted a friend, and I found that dog 2 months ago. I told my grandmother, and she liked the dog too."
"Did the dog run after the peddler?"
"Yes, of course. I cursed the peddler, and the dog ran after him," Alison said. "I'm sorry now, because Mr. Law is ill."
"She's a witch,"
one of the men said quietly. Roger Noel stood up and walked across the room to the door.
"James Device, come in. We want to question you."
James came in and stood next to Alison. James was 13 years old, nearly a man, but he was afraid of many things. He began to cry.
Don't be afraid, Mr. Noel said. We want you to talk about your grandmother, old Demdike. But Alison wanted to talk.
Don't ask him, she said quickly. I can tell you about my grandmother because I'm with her every minute of the day. I go with her from village to village. I go with her across Pendle Hill. She asks people for money and food, and I help her.
Alison stopped. She looked at James, and then she looked at Mr. Noel.
She cursed a child once, and the child died later that year. And you, James said. You cursed a child too, somebody told me.
James suddenly sat down on the floor and began to laugh loudly.
Be quiet,
Roger Noel said coldly.
Alison Device, tell me the truth. Did you curse a child?
Yes, I did, Alison cried. The child called me a witch, and I was angry. I cursed the child, but I was sorry when the child died.
James looked up at Alison, his mouth open.
The child died, the child died, he said again and again.
Alison Device, you cannot go home again, Roger Noel said slowly. You must go to the prison at Reed.
But I need Alison, my mother shouted angrily from the door. She takes care of old Demdike, my mother.
I looked at my mother, at her red, angry face. I looked at Alison in her dirty dress, and at James on the floor with his mouth open. And then I looked at Mr. Noel. His brown eyes were warm, and his face was kind. On the second day of April, Roger Noel and his men came to Ashlar House, near the village of Fence. Mr. Noel wanted to talk to my grandmother, and we all went with her to Ashlar House. Fence was not far from Malkin Tower, and my grandmother walked there easily. Old Demdike was a little old woman with a fat face and no teeth. She was nearly 80 years old, and she was a difficult old woman. Without Alison, she was more difficult because my mother didn't take care of her. When I saw Mr. Noel again at Ashlar House, I felt happy. I looked at his kind face and his warm brown eyes, and I wanted to be near him. But there were a lot of people in the room, and I was afraid to go to him.
Old Demdike, I'm going to ask you some questions, Mr. Noel began. Old Demdike was not afraid. She looked at all the men in their expensive coats and hats.
What can a poor old woman tell you, rich men?
She laughed. And when she laughed, I felt afraid. My grandmother was going to tell them everything. And she did.
20 years ago, I met the devil,
old Demdike said.
He was a boy called Tib, and he was my friend. Then a cat came to visit me, a beautiful cat. And then a dog. They were all my friends.
Mr. Noel listened quietly to my grandmother. But some of the men began to talk angrily.
Be careful, you rich men,
my grandmother cried.
I can curse you. I can kill people. I make clay pictures of people. Man, woman, or child. And when I break the clay, that man, woman, or child dies.
People began to shout.
She's a witch! She must die! Say no more! She must die with all her family!
Roger Noel stood up.
Be quiet!
He looked at the guards near the door.
Take her away, he said. Old Demdike and her granddaughter Alison must go to the prison at Lancaster Castle.
The guards took my grandmother by the arms and carried her out of the door and put her on a horse. Everyone ran out of Ashlar House. They ran after the horses and shouted,
Kill the witch!
I looked for Mr. Noel, but he was on his horse too, and he followed the guards quickly through the village. Slowly, I followed my mother and James. Malkin Tower was my home, but I didn't want to go back there. I was a little child, and I wanted someone kind to take care of me. We stayed at home for days, because we were afraid to go out. James sat in front of the fire with his dog and talked. Lancaster Castle, Lancaster Castle, he said, again and again. My mother hit me and shouted at me because she was angry with the rich men. But after 3 days, my mother suddenly said,
James, we're hungry and we must eat.
James didn't answer. My mother went across the room to James and pulled his hair.
Get up,
she shouted.
Go out and find food for us. Your father isn't here now. You must find food for us.
She hit him over the head. James stood up slowly. Go out and find food, he said. I must go out and find food. It was dark, and James was out for hours. But in the morning, he came back with a sheep.
I went to Barley, James said happily. I got this sheep, and now we can eat. Get up, Jennet,
my mother shouted.
Come and help me.
It was Friday, the 10th day of April. My family had some friends, poor people, and on that day they came to Malkin Tower. They came and asked about old Demdike and Alison, and they stayed to eat and drink. I helped my mother. We cooked the sheep over a big fire, and our visitors ate with us. At the same time, they drank. They sat by the fire and drank and talked about Lancaster Castle.
"Let's go there,"
an old woman cried.
"Let's go to Lancaster Castle and find old Demdike and Alison.
We can curse the guards and break down the door," my mother said.
"Let's bring them home," said an old man. "Jennet, bring the bottle. We need more drink,"
shouted my mother. I got up and took more drink to my mother. But I fell over one of the dogs and the bottle broke on the floor. The drink was gone.
"You bad child,"
my mother shouted.
"You're a witch too, you know."
She got up and began to hit me. She hit me over the head and pulled my hair. An old man laughed, and then everyone laughed. I ran back across the room. I wasn't a witch. I was a child, 9 years old, and I hated my mother and all her friends. My face felt very hot because I was angry. I left the room and went out of the house. It was afternoon, but the sky was dark with rain. Pendle Hill was dark too. It sat quietly and watched me. "I'm going to Mr. Noel," I said quietly, to Pendle Hill. "I'm going to tell him about my mother and her friends."